That brings me some hot news from Timaru. This week I captured our first wasp, a queen, Harry said it was. And the very next day we caught another. You'll wonder at our fearfulness, but we have been awaiting this development with apprehension, for things multiply so fast in this warm climate. And that is only a few years since the first wasp's nest was found at Auckland in the North Island. They now have spread almost the length and breadth of the country, despite frantic efforts to control them. Almost every imported creature has now to be exterminated at great cost. Rabbits everyone abhors, although we did love rabbit pie and often had it at Grange Hill when Harry and I used to walk the hills with a gun in the evening before Edward arrived to keep me housebound. Such creatures as tar, chamois, red deer, wallabies and opossum provide great sport for the hunter, but they increase ever faster and faster. I had a delightful week's holiday in the autumn. Harry was well enough to leave with a friend I had staying here, an English nurse with whom I had worked in Cannes. They got on famously, and she enjoyed keeping house for the first time in her life. I went to stay with a friend of school days, now married to a farmer and living in the province of Marlborough. Their life is farming deluxe, as they are keen fishermen, and at the least excuse, pack up a hamper full of good things from a well-filled deep freeze and repair to the beach which borders their farmlands. Oysters are there to be picked off the rocks at low tide. That's as far as my fishing went, plus a little help with the hauling in of the nets. Enormous fish seem to lie in wait for the lines, both from the dinghy and for the surf casting enthusiasts. A jolly